Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I am Josh.
And today we are watching episode 263 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers in Space, episode 13, Grandma Matchmaker.
It aired April 25th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Worthy Keats.
Keats back. Is it gonna be trouble? Hey nah, hey nah.
Ladies love Worth Keeter. Nope.
Don't try to make it a thing. You already changed your Twitter handle. What more do you want?
Look, we recorded an episode already. Give me a break.
Okay, so if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording and then we watch an episode of Power Rangers and we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or DVDs, and Power Rangers in Space is cool, so watch it. But also, we just recorded the last episode. We have not seen the Power Rangers movie yet. So that has aired, but we have not seen it.
You have heard our thoughts on it, but we don't know what those thoughts were. So we haven't had those thoughts yet that you heard already.
So maybe it's good.
That'd be nice. That's what I'm hoping.
That'd be real nice. Maybe halfway through, they're going to accidentally change the channel. It's going to be the Sidewalk Shock movie. We can only dream. Anyway, we're going to go watch Grandma Matchmaker right now.
Let's rock it.
5, 4.
We're back, and we watched Grandma Matchmaker.
Against our better judgment, we did come back. Hey, guys, it's cool if I just, like, play Zelda for a half an hour and tell you what I'm doing.
Oh, hey, how about this? Yorkies?
I like a Yorkie. So, Yorkies, I don't know if you know this. I might have said this on the podcast. They have bad teeth, so you have to brush your teeth a lot.
No.
Yeah, or else teeth will go bad. It's just a genetic thing that Yorkies
That's
have.
That's adorable. They have cute little bad teeth.
They have little tiny they're not even like very sharp teeth. Like when they're puppies, they're like those little needle teeth. But when they're like regular teeth, it's just like these little like teeth.
These little nub teeth.
And you gotta brush them and they don't like it probably. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's JakeandJosh.com. So the archives are. We're on, if you want to email us, sorry, grandma got me all flummoxed. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. I just stabbed myself in the hand with my thumb. Please leave us a rating and review to ease my pain, to ease my thumb pain and my grandma pain. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you donate as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return, and it helps us out a bunch. And you get, at $5, you get early episodes and access to our Discord. At $1, you still do get like the Patreon exclusive bonus stuff, so that's pretty neat. So consider doing that, because we did just watch Grandma Matchmaker, and like,
yeah, and guys, we did that for you. We thought we were done with Turbo, but they snuck one
in. They did sneak a Turbo in, and not a good Turbo. They snuck a bad Turbo in.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding about playing Zelda.
Look, if you want to fire it up, I'll move the microphone over there because you'll have to play it on your handheld because we're on the TV.
Yeah,
recording.
I mean, we can just switch it and it'll still record.
It has a switch sound, it's a little click. I love that. Every time the commercial comes on, because there's a switch commercial on the TVs at work now, I like watch it so I can hear the click at the
end. It's super. It's not the same click that the actual machine makes.
No, I don't expect them to sound like
it's
that.
It's a real good sound effect. I feel like we gotta talk about this stupid episode of Power Rangers, huh?
Fine.
We don't have any emails because we're recording very far ahead. We don't have any tweets. Maybe we have some tweets. Maybe we can stall a little bit longer. Let me check Twitter.
I'll just like peek at the reviews real quick.
Yeah. All right. So we got a couple tweets people talking about us. Number one, I just scrolled back like kind of far, like 4 days to us, but like 2 weeks probably to you. Well, 3 weeks, I guess. So the first is Riley Hopkins just saying that he got called out for screaming about Star Wars at a podcast, which is our podcast, because a couple episodes ago we were like,
that
yeah,
was us.
Yeah, we're like, Riley's mad about this probably because we don't know what a U-wing is, and there is a U-wing, turns out.
Good.
It probably looks
like a U, if I had to imagine.
Big ol' U. Then we got a lot of people telling us about the Power Rangers being streamed on Twitch. All 800 plus episodes are being streamed. It's probably on right now. It might still be on when this airs.
It started when we're recording this, like a day or two
ago. A couple days.
And they're just running all through every current episode.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I don't have any time to watch that. And also, it is all on Netflix. But this is like a everyone watch it together type thing, which yeah. I think is actually pretty cool. Maybe we can like it'll already have happened by the time you hear this. Maybe we'll tweet about like doing like a half an hour or hour watch on the
just
Discord.
Like hopping in and seeing where we're at.
Just like everybody hop in at this time and see what, and we'll just talk on like the Discord or something.
Yeah,
and just chat about Power Rangers while we watch it. So maybe that happened. Maybe it didn't. Depends on how much time we have. You're going to be gone for a couple of days. My mom's coming to town.
Yeah, it's probably going to be over by the time I get back.
Probably. So then we got... oh, no, that's it. That's about it. Oh, the cheeseburger morpher is going to be in Ninja Steel. Corner Ross is a YouTube video. It says in some form, and there's a YouTube video, and I don't want to watch that on...
You don't want this podcast recording to be of you watching a video
on
YouTube?
Sounds, that seems like it would be real bad radio. but so that would be pretty neat, because that cheeseburger morpher is a goofo.
Yeah.
Any reviews?
Nope.
Cool. We did. There is some movie news.
There's movie news. Yeah, there's... So if you haven't seen the movie, this is slight spoilers, maybe.
Yeah.
But there are two cameo roles that were revealed before the movie came out
via a press packet type deal.
Yeah, like just production notes that were on the Lionsgate publicity website or publication website or something.
That one. Yes. This is what I just said, the second one.
I'm sorry, Jake turned into a putty for a second. Website.
Yeah.
So cameo role one and cameo role two, I don't know which order that the people were in. One of them is two. It's Amy Jo Johnson.
Awesome.
And Jason David Frank.
All right. Actually, no. I'm going to upgrade that to awesome.
I'm going to say okay.
Because here's the thing.
Jason David Frank, my reaction to that is, well, of course.
Well, of course. Amy Jo Johnson is awesome, but she could have had a role. She's a real actress.
Yeah.
You know? They could have given her, like, a character to play.
No, they got the two most famous Power Rangers from the classic Power Rangers that everybody thinks are the only ones that count. Yeah. And they were like, put them in the movie so the nerds will come see it.
Yeah, and then say it right before the movie comes out so everybody knows, oh, you gotta watch it. See Amy Jo Johnson and Jason David Frank.
And also, this was also confirmed, and I can say this in the past future, that there is something after the credits, so stay for it.
So stick around if you see it again.
If you haven't seen it yet,
stick around.
Yeah, or if you want to know what it is, we probably said what it was in the movie episode.
Yeah, that's a spoiler laden episode. Probably
that's just going to be Jake yelling and me trying to be like, "Well, I'm going into it hoping that I like it." So I don't know if that like, so I'm going to try to be the devil's advocate in that because I know you aren't gonna.
I'm not giving this movie an inch, but. If the movie is good, if the movie does get me on its side, then I'm cool with it. Because, like, I'm a pretty soft touch when it comes to movies. Like, if you have, like scenes about friendship and love and teamwork and it's cool, then I'm probably going to be like, well, at least this was good. Here's the problem. Everything I've seen for it is them either selling a movie that I don't want to watch or them lying about the movie that they tried to sell me before.
Right.
And like, I'm just not into that. And I think the movie's going to be very bad, but I'm hoping there's at least one cool thing, right?
I'm going to actively try to enjoy it so that
one of the voices on the
episode could be positive.
Alan's taking notes, so
that's insane.
That's more than I'm doing. Or he took notes. Has taken notes at this point.
He will have had
Liam Neeson's taken notes.
Are you ready to talk about Grandma? We can't put this off anymore.
I said 15 minutes. All right. We start off with Ashley reading in the park. She's her hair's real cute. It's got
a few butterfly clips in it.
Yeah, and it's like really, really curly. And it looks like she's about to go to prom. It looks like she got her hair done for prom.
She's got prom hair, but just like a tank top and pants on.
Well, she's got like a yellow cardigan type deal on, and then just like jeans and stuff. But like her hair is definitely prom hair. Like 18 girls at my prom had this exact same hair. A taxi pulls up, and there's this old woman in a very pink hat in a
So she it pulls
How
up.
How do I describe this hat?
It
Josh?
Pulls up, and we see the grandma, and I can tell it's a backwards pink ball cap. And I'm like, oh great, she's a cool grandma.
But it's not just a ball cap. It's like if a bucket hat and a ball cap.
It's
had
a ball
baby.
Cap. It's a ball cap, but if the visor instead of being like on the back half of it was on the back three quarters of it.
It's the horrible Frankenstein's monster of a sun hat and a baseball
hat.
The
only part of it that doesn't have a visor is the clasp on the back.
It wasn't even a clasp. It was one of those like elastic ones.
It was like a stretchy one.
Yeah.
And what she's a hip wearing, grandma in her bright green overalls.
She looks like, what are you wearing?
I'll tell you what she's wearing, Jake. She's wearing a GD footage match.
I hate it. Listen to me. Power Rangers in space. This is two. You don't get any more. I swear to God. I will turn this podcast around.
You are Jake's favorite season. Don't make him take that back.
How dare you? Because, look, Time Force is real close, and if you do this one more time,
you're out. You're on the bench.
You're on the bench. So, she pulls up, and we don't know who this... The episode's called Grandma Matchmaker, yes, but we don't know who this woman is yet. And she pulls up binoculars and starts spying on Ashley like a creepo. Hey, what a cool introduction to this person.
That's a running theme, is that, oh, Grandma is stalking Ashley.
Yeah. Like, is this, like, who, like, why
this whole episode, and pardon my language,
this is
whole
an
episode,
anti-grandma episode.
It pisses me off.
It's bad. It's a super duper bad episode. So she gets out, and she has a manila folder, like an envelope with like the little brass clasp.
She doesn't say hello or anything.
No,
she chucks the folder
at her like she's Liu Kang, or like she's Kung Lao trying to cut Ashley's head off, but she's a Power Ranger. She catches it out of the air and is like, who threw this at me?
She's like, I will end you.
I will kill you.
Well, she looks over. Grandma has these big, like, Edging Christian glasses on.
Jesus, I hate this woman.
And she, like, peeks over them all like, oh, it's Grandma. And
did you not recognize me?
Like, with did you not recognize my lips and chin? And then Ashley's like, oh, Grandma, runs over her hugs. And it's like, what is this folder? Oh, that's your future husband.
And then drags her into...
So any charm that this grandma might have had when she stepped out of the taxi...
Gone.
Gone when she's like, your future husband is in this envelope. I've arranged a marriage
for you.
You've got to
get married because this is the 1800s now and you're a Disney princess. She's got Disney princess hair, but that's about it. So then we cut to the Dark Fortress... And I've never wanted Astronomer to win more than I did in this episode.
Turn the grandma into a monster so the Power Rangers have to blow her up.
Oh, God. That would be cathartic. But instead, she's got Mama Moth. Mon Mothma from a Star Wars.
It's Mama Mite.
Mama Mite, because they're termites. They're not moths.
Right.
She looks like a moth monster to me.
No wings. Just like a gross termite butt. So she has a gross termite butt and then like a second termite butt on her back.
Yeah, and she also has like one of her hands is like... It's like a termite butt again. Like, I don't know what...
But this one has a stinger.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's those stinging termites.
Yeah. Terrible termite. The Mega Man X-12 boss.
Yeah, it's... We could make a whole... Like, you could literally just like, boop, you're a Mega Man. Boop, you're a Mega Man. Boop, you're a Mega Man. This is a lady moth... Termite. I keep calling her a moth. A lady termite. And I think we get a Japanese footage. This is American footage. Obviously, it's on the Dark Fortress. We get, like, a Japanese footage version where it's a guy. And I think they altered the suit.
I feel...
Just in the... Every time we see it in the American footage, it's a lady and a slightly more feminine.
It's at least standing... Like,
maybe
you know
it's
how,
just
you
the
know
posture,
how,
yeah.
It might be, because you know how the female rangers stand.
With their hip cocked out a little bit,
differently,
yeah.
Like, and their feet are crossed.
Right.
It's standing like that a lot.
I saw, can we,
but also,
of,
I'm thinking of it now, and I know the one, the Terminator, or whatever it's called.
Termitus?
Termitus?
Maybe, I wrote it down.
Terminator.
Terminatrix.
It has, like, this black, like, Calamity goo on it?
Yeah.
And I don't remember if that was on Mama Mite.
I don't think it was on Mama Mite. Speaking of like the girl rangers with their legs crossed, like standing with their hip cocked out, I saw a picture of Time Force and like the Time Force lineup, and it was like just like recolors. And so it was like blue, pink, red, yellow, green. And like the two girls were the same and the boys were the same, just recolors. But let me tell you right now, Jen and I'm blanking on her name. Katie.
I was going to say, I cannot
I'm
help
pretty
you.
Sure it's Katie, and if it's not,
oops. It's Katie. Oh, the Strong Yellow Ranger,
Strong
right?
Yellow Ranger's
Katie.
Yeah, yeah. So they're standing there, and they're the same shape, and someone's like, look what I drew. And it's like, you didn't watch that show, because, like, that's not Katie. Katie's not this like little dainty thing. Her first, the first thing she does is rip a car door off and throw a man out after, and then steal his car. Like, that's how you find out about Katie. The second thing she does is almost break her friend's back from hugging him too hard because she has super strength.
Right.
Katie rules. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Grandma Matchmaker, so hopefully it's not too many tangents. So we're on the Dark Fortress. Termite, Mama Mite is there, and she's like, I laid eggs all over the city, and they're going to hatch soon. And Astronomer's like, oh, I'm going to hatch now.
Don't do that, Astronomer. No. You were doing so good before
now. You got to be patient.
You were patient before. The last episode, you were like, no wait.
No wait. But this time, she's like, I want it now. They're my termites, and I want them now. And so Mama Mite's like, all right, I'll see what I can do, and then teleports out of there. And then we cut back. Then we go to the theme song. And when we cut back, we're at the surf shack. And Ashley and Grandma and Laverne are all looking at just headshots. It's Adele. I call her Laverne. I can't get used to it. And they're looking at headshots of men.
Of, like, dudes.
Potential suitors.
Yeah. So it wasn't, like, one dude that Grandma picked for Ashley. It was, hey, I've been scouting all these men.
I've been taking...
All these teenage boys.
I've been taking secret pictures of all of these... We don't know that they're boys. They might just be straight-up men. This is a bad Grandma.
They aren't. We see, like, enough of a couple of them where they're just headshots.
Yeah.
I imagine this grandma is just, like, stopping these men on the sidewalk and be like, excuse me, my granddaughter is very pretty. Can I please have a headshot so she'll marry you?
Here's a picture of my legitimately gorgeous granddaughter. Can I put you in the marriage pool? And they're like, yeah, okay, sure.
They all have frat tats.
They're frat tats. They're all frat tat boys. They're talking about, like, how handsome they all are. This one wants to be a doctor.
Laverne's like, ooh, if I was younger, I would like this one.
Yeah, this one's so sweet. You get a cavity just looking at him.
Is that what she said? I couldn't understand, like, the words in that sentence.
That's what that was.
Okay.
But
and she's like, imagine your kids. And it's like, Grandma.
Ashley's like, I'm in high school.
Maximum age for Ashley is 17. Chill out.
Yeah, 17, maybe 18. I think 18 is the max age.
Okay.
Because they are probably seniors.
I don't know. They spend a lot of time in space.
But they're always in space. Seniors have a lot of free periods, so that's how I know.
They only have to come down for tests.
Yeah. So, but when she's like, this one wants to be a doctor... Well, yeah, like, I wanted to write TV, but I'm...
Oh, I wanted to do a lot. I didn't want to work at Target when I was in high school. I'll tell you that.
You don't know. Like, you don't... Like, this. What you want to do and what you're going to do are never the...
I'm pretty sure at some point in my life, I wanted to be a fire truck, but that's never going
to
happen.
I used to want to be the Lion King, yeah, but, like, I can't... I can't do that.
I didn't want to be Simba.
I can't even voice the Lion King because I have this nasally... I don't have a lion voice.
Well, no, you are not James Earl Jones.
No, well, I'm not even Simba. Whoever played Simba. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I'm no JTT.
Yeah, you know me.
You know me.
I done did it again.
Hit the same thing at the same time. Anyway, he's not going to be a doctor. He's going to get a business degree.
He's going to quit community college for 8 years.
So Carlos comes up and he's like, hey, Ashley. And she grabs his arm. Does that like side hug, like that arm hug?
Yeah.
That like weird dating side hug. And it's like, this is my boyfriend, Carlos. Or this is Carlos. He's my boyfriend. And Carlos is like, I am. And then Adele's like, he is?
He is.
And then Grandma is like, Grandma never gets a name beyond Grandma. And she's like, he is? She also has the worst voice and can't act.
It's the most grating voice I've heard ever. Oh God. Maybe.
Ryan. I'm crying for a lot of reasons.
Mostly JTT.
But yeah, it's like if Dulcia's wind sticks were a person voice. It's horrible. They are nails on a chalkboard.
What was that?
That's how the Tengu said it in the Power Rangers movie. Right. You're talking to the world's leading expert on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie. So
you're right.
Laverne has the best line in the episode because Ash is like, yeah, we've been dating for like a year now.
Yeah, because Carlos is like, I am. And then she stomps his foot and is like, play along.
And he's like, yeah. And she's like, we've been dating for a year now. And Adele's like, all right, this is where I got to make my exit. And just walks off. It's amazing. Adele is the best.
That's a long time in high school.
Yeah. That's like a quarter of your high school life.
Yep.
I mean, good for them. I feel like they would be a cute couple. And
yeah.
And last year, they kind of hinted towards it.
They did.
But now...
Now she's got it for Andros, but we haven't really seen that much
no.
either. I would have liked if this was Andros, because he would definitely have not known
oh,
what
he would
to
have,
do.
He would, his head would have exploded. His yeah. stripes would have turned purple. I imagine it's mood
it's
stripes.
Mood stripes. He's always just skin mood.
Which is like...
Half of my hair is a Bart Simpson hair.
So they get called. Grandma's trying to like talk to them about whatever. And they get beeped. And she's like, what was that? Let me see your wrist. What was that? And he's like, I'm thirsty. And Ash's like, yeah, me too. Grandma, order some drinks. And they run away. Like, we're going to go. We're going to leave. We got to make out
yeah,
over
here.
Yeah,
we're going to go make out in the hallway. Please get us drinks.
They're in the hallway. They get 1 second into morphing. They're like, let's. And they got their hand out. And Grandma comes out. She's like, well, what about fruit drinks? They'd be healthier, but sodas are hip for kids. It's like, I hate you, Grandma. Leave me alone.
Go home, Grandma.
Go home, Grandma. If my, look, I love my Grammy. My Grammy is amazing. If she just showed up, I'd be like, Grammy, why are you in Texas? That's yeah. crazy.
We don't know where Grandma is from in
no,
this.
No, she's a taxi ride away, probably a taxi from the airport.
Yeah.
But, like, no one does. Does anyone have, a grandma or a parent that lives not near you that will just show up sometimes? I don't think so. I feel like, nah.
No.
Unless you're like, I'm going to surprise them. But like.
Right. But that's like usually like a whole planned thing. It's not like I met some boys
yeah.
here. Let me discus throw this into your throat.
Yeah. Let me try to odd job you to death with this large packet full of boy headshots. Grandma's the worst.
And it's not even like, I'm going to find you a nice boyfriend. It's you're going to get married.
Yeah. I got your husband in here.
Chill, Graham.
Dang. She hasn't even got to college yet. Leave her alone. So we cut to the office, like an office park somewhere where Mama Mite is like trying to like, I guess, hack a light post to heat it up to make the eggs hatch. I don't really remember. She's like, this will do. And I don't remember what she was saying that
she
about.
She just like, I don't, this is a good spot, I guess, because she just yeah. stabs her weird arm into the ground and then the Rangers show up.
The Rangers
so we
show
don't,
up.
We don't see anything like happen.
Three of the Rangers show up because Carlos and Ashley got detained
yeah,
by Grandma. And they're like, all right, should we wait? And they're like, no, we have to stop her.
Grandma's
now.
Probably like staring at them in the hallway, like, you guys should make out right now.
Make out, I'll watch. Just kiss her in the face. Grandma, later on, Grandma wants to watch them bone down. Like,
she like, does. Like, not like, not like, that, but like, come on, Graham.
Be cool for 2 seconds. So they're fighting Mama Mai, and they're like getting kind of beaten up. Mama Mai's doing pretty good against them. It throws Andros at one point, and Andros like does this like flip and lands on his feet like he's a gymnast landing his routine. It's pretty cool. He's like, oh, this is a tough monster. And then Carlos and Ashley show up. They're like, I hope we're not too late. Well, no, actually, because if you're too late, your friends would be dead, I assume, probably.
Yeah.
So then they pull out the quad blaster, and Andros does the spiral saber into the Astro Blaster, and they fire and they kill Mama Mite, and Mama Mite's dead.
Mama Mite's dead for real. Like,
and then
that's it.
Curtain. That's a curtain wrap on Mama Mite. So then I guess the rest of the episode is just Grandma stuff, huh?
That's what I thought. I was like, well, they got that pesky monster business out of the way. Let's focus
now
in on the Grandma.
Back to this juicy Grandma action.
don't say juicy Grandma.
I'm sorry. So then we go back to the Dark Fortress. Astrama's like, that's fine, because the plan's still well. Like, she still activated the egg, so they will still hatch.
Yeah.
I think Ecliptor's like, yeah, but not as good as they could. I don't remember what Ecliptor says, something to the effect of, like, it's not ideal, but, like, it'll work.
Right.
And Astrama's like, yes. Does her, like, evil smile that's, like, real good looking. Then we cut to the Rangers in the park. They did not, well, shocker, they did not want to go back to where Grandma was. Carlos is like, I don't think we can keep pretending forever that we're dating. Like, I don't, that's just like, doesn't seem possible. And then TJ's like, yeah, I mean, eventually you're gonna have to get married, right? And then I don't know if it's, I think it's Carlos, like, punches him in the arm. Like, the one's like,
yeah,
a friend punch. And then Andros, who is from another planet, is like, why don't you just tell the truth? And they're like, well, yeah, we could do that. All right.
And then Grandma sniffs him out.
what was Cassie wearing first? She's got jeans on, a purple tank top with like a lightning bolt, I think, on it. I couldn't really tell, but I think it's like a lightning bolt and a pink. I think it's like that, like lighter denim, like that, not like thick jean denim, but like the lighter that you can color easily. It's like a pink denim jacket tied around her waist. It's a pretty good look. She puts the jacket on later and it's like, oh, that is a Spice Girl right there. Grandma comes up. The others are teasing Ashley and Carlos. And it's funny. It's like cute and friend stuff. Like, yeah. It's real good. Now Grandma has to come up and ruin it. And Carlos is like, Grandma, or no, he says Mrs. Hammond.
Grandma Hammond.
Grandma Hammond. Grandma Hammond.
Grammond.
Grammond. Your daughter's one of my best friends. I'll always love her as a friend, but we aren't dating. And Grandma's like, you're not.
And then Ashley's like, no.
No, we're not.
And then Grandma is like, but you like him, right?
And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, Carlos is great.
We just said that. And she's like, good, you're going on a date. I got you matching shirts.
Don't worry. I got all your friends' binoculars so we can all watch you from the bushes.
Then we cut. She literally pulls out two Ernie shirts, like two Hawaiian shirts, like sunset Hawaiian shirts. And is like, here, wear them or else.
Wait, you guys could be
cute. Wear them on that date right now. And then we cut to those two on a carousel. They're teenagers. That's fine. And then the other three Rangers and Grandma in the bushes staring at them through binoculars.
Cassie is loving this. She's in the bushes laughing at them. And then later, like, she is cracking up about it.
Later, she's cracking up. When she's in the bushes, there's a couple shots where she's, like, looking at them and laughing. There's some other shots where she's just, like, looking around.
She's
just,
like, looking up. Like, this is so boring.
She's just, like, bird watching. Like, why am... This will be funnier if I was closer.
So Grandma has a cellular telephone.
She does.
So does Ashley.
Yes. I feel like Ashley just got one from her grandma.
Her grandma was like, here, so I can talk to you on your date.
And she's like, calls her while they're on the date.
While they're on the carousel, and they both look so bored.
They do. And she's like, what are you talking about? How's the date going?
Ashley's just like, I don't know stuff.
We're hungry. Grandma, we're hungry. We want to go get something. And she's like, yeah, that's great. But the way the man starts through his tummy, hold his hand though right now. And they're like, all right, and they hold
it's
hands.
It's like a close-up of them like clasping
and
hands.
It's this shot that to me implies, hey, maybe there is something here.
Right.
But there isn't.
No.
That's it. That's all we get on this. And then we cut to the surf shack and they're in their terrible shirts still. And Adele's like, puts a drink down and is like, here you go. And here's a note. And the note is like a heart folded in half. And it says, drink this with him.
Drink this together. There's two straws.
This potion will combine your hearts and bond you forever. And so they go to the, like, Adele steps out of the way and all four of them are right there. Cassie is losing her mind laughing. And Grandma has binoculars. Even though she's like 6 feet away. And she's like, drink it with him. I have to see you drink it with him.
And so they both drink it.
They're on a
like a prison date.
This is a prison date.
Like a date that you would have in prison. No. I mean, the date itself is the prison.
The date is a special private hell.
You're going to date jail if you don't leave us ready to review this season.
That's the new one.
You're going date to grandma jail.
You have to go on dates with one of your close friends that you're not romantically attracted to, and your grandma or their grandma is going to watch you the whole
through
time.
Through binoculars.
It's gonna be weird. Just leave us a rating and review. So then the others are laughing. And then the specifically Cassie, I just can't, like, Cassie loving this. This is her favorite. Then they get beeped and Grandma goes, what was that? Let me see your wrist.
Yeah, like, she's like, what are those things?
And Cassie's like, don't touch my wrist. I will punch you, Grandma.
Cassie would punch a grandma.
Cassie's like, you're not my grandma. I will punch you so hard. So then we cut to outside. Like, they leave. They go outside. There's an earthquake, right? And
yeah.
So they go outside, and then bugs start hatching. Termites start hatching. I'm not as grossed out by these termites as you were during
this. They're just all, like, crawling out all
there's
over
There's a
stuff.
Lot of
it's
them.
It's gross. Like, they are corny enough when you see them up close that it's like, yeah, that's fine. But, like, when it's a far shot of a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
It's unsettling.
Yeah, so they're like, all right, Grandma, get out of here. And she's like, I'm not leaving without my granddaughter. And they're like, I just swear to God, just get out. And it's like, it's not safe. You gotta go. And she's like, I'll I'll take her out.
Yeah, okay. It's a real good, like, very subtle little moment when she's, like, leaving with Grandma.
Yeah.
Where she, like, looks back at all of them, like, I'll be back as soon as
I can.
I'll
be back, like,
it was a great, just, like, I think choice that Tracy Lynn Cruz made.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think it was in this script.
No.
particularly. They fight the termites. They got their weapons out, and they shoot them, and their weapons get eaten, like, away by termites. A termite eats a whole building.
Yeah, like, they're eating, like, lampposts and stuff, and TJ's like, they will eat the whole town if we don't take care
of them.
Wow.
And those, wow, they are eating the whole town. And then, like, a straight-up building gets eaten. They're like, oh, no.
And Grandma sees that, and is like, what is happening?
This is why you don't come to Angel Grove, Grandma. Stay in Boca Raton or whatever.
Stone Canyon.
Stay in Stone Canyon, the retirement community in Stone Canyon. Then they combined into termitis, so it was termitis. And it's literally the same as Mama Mite, but, like, got that, like, Calamity Ganon half overall.
Yeah.
Thing.
It's like a sash, but then it goes down the whole
into
leg.
One pant. Yeah, yeah. It's like crosses into a pant. It's a look. And he's, like, got, like, a real gruff, like, voice. So it's, like, definitely different than Mama Mite.
Yeah.
And the other Rangers are like, all right, well, I guess we're going to have to fight you or whatever. And then he, like, shoots them with bugs. but we cut over to Ashley, who's like, all right, Grandma, get out of here. Go. Like, I think she sees the cop at that point.
It's the cop pulls up in a minute. Okay. She's like, Grandma, go home. And Grandma's like, no.
No. I'm going to come with you. I'm right here, my granddaughter. And she's like, Grandma, you are smothering me. Leave. I have to go get my friends.
Yeah. And then the cop's running up. He's like, hey, you two, you got to go. And she just, like, shoves Grandma at the cop. Like, go with him, and runs away.
And then this grandmother
commits two, I think, felonies.
Two felony crimes. First, she grabs the cop goes to, like, be like, lady, are you okay? Like, we gotta go.
Well, he's holding her back because Ashley runs away, and okay, she tries to run after her, but the cop is, like, holding her.
She grabs him and flips him over her and throws him on the ground.
Here's what happened. Here's what made Grandma so mad that she had to judo hip throw a cop. Is the cop said, basically, whatever, I'll come back for her later.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm going to get my granddaughter right now. And just, like, a hip tosses the dude.
And then, so
which is assaulting
an officer. That's a crime. And then,
not resisting arrest because she was not
under
arrest.
Well, she wasn't being arrested, but she should have been arrested immediately after that, and then runs away into his cop car and steals his cop car. That's Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
You can't steal a cop car.
Grandma Matchmaker is going away for a long time.
You're going to jail, Mrs. And I'm not going to write. And you can't get out by leaving us a review. That's permanent jail. And so she tools off in this car. And then we cut back over, and the Rangers are, like, not doing good. Termitus has them dead to rights and is about to kill them. And he gets shot by Ashley, who then, like, does, like, a stare down and is like,
yeah, there's this whole, like,
you can walk away at any time.
Yeah, it's this whole, like, big damn hero entrance. Ashley comes in, shoots him, and is like, you messed with my grandma. You went one too far.
No, that's later. That's later.
I thought that was right
no,
now.
No, that's later.
Oh, no, is, like, okay. Well, she basically, like, shoots him a couple times and is like, leave my friends alone.
And then he's like,
and then he immediately lassos her.
No, he blasts her gun out because there's, like, this, like, showdown, and he just laser blasts from his eyes her astro blaster and then lassos her with blue lightning. Like termites do.
Yeah.
And then throws her into a wall, and she, like, collapses to the ground. And then as he's, like, walking towards her to, like, murder her, the cop car speeds up and hits him. And within the next 5 minutes, we will get about 2.5 total seconds.
There's a lot of shots of this cop car from the Sentai footage.
Uh-huh.
However, 98% of the time, there's a glare on the window and you can't see what's in it.
You cannot see it.
For 2 seconds, you see a pink hat that's not even the same pink hat.
If it is the same pink hat, it's flipped the other way around, so the big old brim's in the front.
Right. There's, like, some green overalls and I think a different colored shirt. But
it's like a pinker shirt.
It's still, like, a reddish kind of
color. You see, like,
color.
A shoulder for a second, but, like, yeah. That's it.
This grandma has been dressed like this for, what, 45 minutes at this point?
It feels like 100 years.
For this 2 second, please stop doing this.
Like, I swear to God, one more one more.
It's not entirely the, like, we dressed this old lady this way for the footage match. That is stupid.
And
it's
the grandma's
so
horrible
quick.
And bad, and that's part
the
of it.
The problem is that you saw this footage, and you were like, that's a grandma in that car.
Yeah, like, oh, let's do a whole episode about these 2 seconds total, not consecutive, just like a 2 total seconds. And, like, literally, Power Rangers in Space, you do one. I like good footage match. I love a good footage match. I like when they do crazy things like this, but I don't like it when it's bad. I don't like it when the end result is unnecessarily bad for 2 seconds. You do one more bad footage match, Time Force is number one. You're out. you're on notice.
Oof, man. Hope things pick up soon.
Yeah, because you know what happened in Time Force? A lot of great stuff. A lot of great stuff. No terrible guard-awful bad garbage and god-awful. I'm done with that sentence. It was so bad. It fell apart in my mouth.
It is exactly one grandma matchmaker unit of bad.
Yes, which is to say, overall bad.
It's the worst.
Then grandma starts, like, Tokyo drifting all over the place, and, like,
She's
suddenly, like, you mess with the Power Rangers, you mess with me. Like, you're trying to save your granddaughter. She's nowhere around here. What's your plan? Oh,
there is that. I think it's as Grandma is stealing the car and Ashley is running to help. Is Grandma sees Ashley, the Yellow Ranger run by. She's like, oh, the Yellow Power Ranger. So immediately forgets.
My daughter, my granddaughter.
Immediately forgets her granddaughter. She's like, I'm going to chase this Power Ranger.
I hate her so much. So she, like, gets, the car gets, like, hit. I think he lasers it and it starts going out of control. Ashley runs after. There's, like, a talk between Andros and Ashley's like, I'll go do it. And she's like, no, it's my grandma. I'll go save her, which I don't know why it had to be there. But that was in the footage. So, like, they're like, I might as well use it. She runs after, jumps on the side, is like, hit the brake. It's the brake one that you use
and
when you drive.
There's a shot of her feet, like, not finding the brake pedal.
There's two pedals.
I understand now why she was in a taxi when she got
here. Also, she definitely used the brake earlier after she hit him. She knows what it is, and she can reach it. We've established that. But no, gotta walk it back for the joke. So she ends up getting, she stomps right before hitting a giant pillar, and then Ashley is like, there's like this whole like, I screw up everything, I'm a bad grandmother, and Ashley be like, no, my grandmother's just like you, and I just realized that I love her. And it's like, no, you have a bad grandmother is what you have.
Yeah,
what you should just realize is, like, maybe you don't want your grandma to come to town anymore. maybe that's what you should have realized. But she gets very mad because her grandmother was attacked by a monster. And so she decides that she is going to go murder Termitus to death. So she star slingers him, and he's, like, trying to blast at her with his eyes, and she's, like, running through and doing that, like, Power Rangers non-dodge run.
Yeah, just running straight as the monster,
like,
blasts around her.
Just firing star slinger bullets at him. And then she activates her little camera, and it gives her a blade arm. It's ballin', first of all.
No, it rules.
It's just like, it's like from her, like,
it's the power sword from the movie.
Yeah, well, no, it's shorter than that because it goes from, like, her fingertips to, like, her mid forearm,
right?
And she, like, jumps up, it gets that, like, blade arm, like, weapon select screen,
blade arm in space,
and then she jumps and does, like, a slice and kills him, and he dies. And then we fire the satellite lasers. And she's super mad when she steps around, she's like, you mess with my grandma, you're dead now, and it's really good acting from Tracy Lynn Cruz, I think.
Yeah.
Especially because she has to pretend like she likes her grandmother.
That's tough, man.
So then they fire the satellite lasers, they get the Megazord, and then, like, immediately they get a million termites on the Zord.
Like, yeah. Well, they, like, try to punch Termitus a few times, but he can just, like, separate into a million termites and then just, like, reappear somewhere else. So he's, like, impossible to make physical contact with because he just splits apart.
Right. So then he, like, shoots a bunch of termites on them, and they're, like, getting eaten. And we get a shot of, like, from outside the windshield, and there's, like, termites on the outside, and they're like, oh, so many bugs. And it's, like, it is a little creepy, but, like, they are, like, just, like, dumb. They're, like kind of cheesy, so it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine in 1998, I would have been freaking out watching this, because I don't like bugs. I used to be, like, paralyzed fear of them.
Yeah.
And now it turned into, I have to murder this bug real quick, hold on. Like, I can't do anything else until this bug is dead, and I know that, which I'm thankful for. I'm thankful it shifted that way. It's much more productive. So they called down the Delta Megazord. Delta Megazord lands, and they're like, shoot the gyro blasters at the termites. And TJ is like, hey, we're also behind the termites, so be careful.
Yeah, I hope it's got good aim, yeah. He says.
And it's like, brr, 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 and it's like moving its arm. And it looks like it's Yosemite Sam a little bit, because it's like, environment, like
sassafras environment.
The way it's flailing its arms and shooting is just like a little not precise. So I'm glad it didn't kill them, but it shoots the bugs off, and we get some shots of them like landing on the ground. And I hope they just disappear, or else there's a lot of weird stuff is going to happen now. You got to deal with.
Yep.
Speaking of which, I need to watch Pacific Rim again, because that's the thing that happens in Pacific Rim. It's been a while since I watched that movie. Ashley is in the middle. We get like a shot of the whole thing, and I didn't notice until now that Ashley's driving. She's in front, which is pretty cool. And she's like, let's bring them together, like Astro Delta Megazords. And she calls that, it combines, she's the one who calls the
flying rocket punch.
But before that, they pull out their like gun on freeze mode, and they freeze the termitus, and then power of the punch it, William Regal style, and it shatters, and that's the end of it. And it's a pretty good way to kill the bad guy, because it's like if you keep punching it, it just keeps like doing more. So you got to freeze it all at once. Makes sense. Then we cut down to later. TJ is carrying grandma's two big bags. I don't know why TJ got stuck with the short straw.
He's got the muscles.
He does have the muscles. That is for sure. You can say a lot of things about TJ, but you can't say that he does not have the muscles.
No.
So he loads them up, and they're basically like, good thing grandma's leaving. And then Ashley's like, yeah, she found someone else to set up. And then Adele and Grandma come out, and Adele's like, I love a man that appreciates good cooking. And Grandma's like, ooh, I'll see what I can do. And Grandma is dressed like if Birdo was in the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Grandma just has like a punky Brewster wardrobe.
Yeah, it's awful. It's literally Birdo from the Super Mario. If Birdo was in the Super Mario Bros. Movie, that's what this grandma would be dressed as.
Yeah.
Like, she has this giant hat for no, like, she's just giant Jamiroquai hat and like Raver overalls on. Like, grandma, what is
it's just going Ashley's on? Ashley's eccentric, plucky grandma.
Hey, guys, let's do me a favor. Let's never see this grandma again.
And then Ashley is, like, the total opposite of her grandma fashion-wise. She has this, like, very understated yellowed shirt and this long, like, brown skirt.
She's wearing a, like, Willow season 4 outfit. It looks like good. What was Cassie wearing? She's got a leather jacket, striped t-shirt, and black pants. It looks like she's on her way to a vampire movie marathon.
She's on her way to punch her grandma.
God, I wish. Oh, can you imagine?
What is this?
Nothing. That would be cool. So then she's like, grandma, bye. And then grandma leaves, and that's it. That's the end of the episode.
And then it ends, they're all like waving to grandma. And then it freeze frames on Ashley waving, but she has this face like, girl, bye.
Yeah, her face is like, oh, thank God. And that's it. Josh, I started.
Yep.
What's the best?
The best is Ash. Nope. No. That's not the best. The best is maybe the way they killed the monster was the best. It's like freeze it into one chunk and then blow that up. It's like a good plan, and I like it. I like it when you kill things by freezing them and shattering them.
That's pretty good.
That's a cool thing to me.
If in Breath of the Wild, if you freeze something, bombs do like a lot more damage on it.
Really?
So you know. My best is Adele's, this is where I take my exit.
I will retroactively give it to that. I forgot about that. That was great. Adele in this episode was very good.
Yeah.
It really made me wish I knew anything about her as a character.
I just want a little bit more about her. And like, I wish that she could get in on the Power Rangers secret and do
she
some
could
helping.
Be like, the Ernie.
Yeah.
Where she like knows. She's like, you guys are the Power Rangers. Free sodas for life.
Free sodas for life. For life. Free fries.
Free hot dogs for life.
Free. No drinks.
No
though.
Drinks though.
Can't do it. What was the worst?
Grandma!
Grandma's the worst. Grandma's the worst thing in maybe the whole season.
Maybe the whole of Power Rangers.
Maybe the worst thing in Power Rangers is Grandma and then Troy. No, not even Troy's not even, he was just blank. He wasn't just actively bad. Who's the MVP?
Ashley.
I agree. I also think it was Ashley. Yep. She had a lot of good acting. She did a lot of like the good fighting.
Like, there was a lot of like the Power Rangers are capable. Like all of them individually are capable.
Yeah.
But in this one, they couldn't win without everybody. And there was a lot of like Ashley just bringing the group together when she was able to finally show up.
Yeah. Ashley being the tipping point for a lot of things is real cool. I feel like she doesn't get to do that a lot, and I'm glad she did. And I wish she was in under better circumstances.
Yeah.
But
just like why. This character didn't need to be a grandma.
No.
And the story didn't need to be this weird get married
thing. Here's the thing. If you take this same exact plot and cast an actress who can act as grandma and give her like a better line and make her not like actively bad. Because later in the episode, she's like, when she's like, I screw everything up. Like, you're not getting my simpy, lady. Like,
no.
Yeah. Like, she's trying to get this sympathy. And it's like, you've done too much damage.
Yeah.
You don't get to be the worst and then go like, I guess I might have been the worst. And then like, we're cool with you now. No, because you were still the worst.
And then after that, you're still the worst. Just like not to Ashley. Because when she gets in the cab to leave, she like rubs the cab guy on the shoulder and is like, are you single?
Are you married? And he's like, no. And like turns away.
Just puts the divider up. Just like mash the divider button.
It's awful. I hate this grandma. So, but if this would have been like anyone who can act and was written to be just like a grandma who wants the best for Ashley instead of a grandma who wants what the grandma wants for Ashley.
I feel like if they got an actual actress.
Like Glenn Close, let's say.
Just anybody who would have pushed back a little bit. Because this lady just went out and did exactly what she was told to do one time, and that was it.
One of the bloopers was like her doing her line and like something getting screwed up and then be like, all right, so reset to one. And she's like, I did it though. Like, yeah, get away. I hate you so much. Anyway, that's it for us and the episode. So we'll see you next time for The Brilliant Sting. It might be the episode I'm thinking of, and I hope it is. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I can't believe you dreamed like a good movie about Sidewalk Chalk.
It was like, dude, legit. I was like,
get Crayola on the phone.
I'm gonna call him tonight. Hey, I have a movie for you.
Make sure you get Glenn Close.
It's the whole thing hinges on Glenn Close.